The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Robbie Keane has stepped down as the manager of Maccabi Tel Aviv in Israel. So there we have Ireland's record goal scorer of all time, available for a job, a proven success. So Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the42.ie, does that put him in the frame to be the next Irish men's manager?
Hi, Matt. I don't think it's a shoe-in because of the unique controversies, really, because he has made his early success as a manager in Israel, working with Maccabi Tel Aviv. I mean, if you were to judge things on the pitch, he would be the prime candidate, wouldn't he? His first real season as a manager, it proved to be highly successful, won the league with Maccabi Tel Aviv for the first time in 4 years. He also won the Toto Cup, that's the Israel's version of the League Cup, and has qualified them for the Champions League next year. But having done so in Israel, utterly at odds with national opinion here, it would make it quite controversial if indeed he were to take the job. And the FAI are quite kind of exquisitely sensitive to public opinion, which makes me think that it's not likely this time around.
He took the job last June before the horrors of October 7 and the Hamas attack to which Israel has retaliated. Does that give him a get-out, particularly as he said on taking up the job that he didn't want to make any comment in any way about politics?
Yeah, he said that he wasn't going to get involved in the politics of thing, that he is a football man, and that was why he was in Israel, solely for the football. But I think such is the scale and the brutality that we saw both on October 7th and then subsequently on our social media feeds in the reprisal attacks on Gaza, that for a lot of people, I think this has gone beyond a mere political situation, and it really is a kind of a moral question at this point for everyone involved in civic society. So in the eyes of many people, Robbie Keane's decision to continue working in Israel, while he could have taken a firmer stance against what was happening by simply stepping down from his job in Israel. So I think it would be very controversial. It would be at odds with obviously Irish national public opinion, and that national public opinion is expressed at matches involving the senior international team. Like we've seen, there was a Palestinian flag waving among the Irish support for the entirety of the game against Hungary in midweek. Palestinian flags were flowing among the support in the March friendlies as well.
Could it be, though, that what would really dissuade the FAI would be the circumstances in which he continued to claim a full salary as assistant manager when he wasn't required to do that job by Stephen Kenny? This being the hangover from a very generous contract that had been given to him by one John Delaney.
Yeah, but the FAI gave him that contract. You know, I know that Robbie took a lot of criticism among the Irish public for continuing to draw down that contract, even though he didn't have a job at the FAI. The background to it is that he signed a contract in the last days of John Delaney's tenure as an assistant coach for €250,000 a year. He served as Mick McCarthy's assistant, but then wasn't wanted by Stephen Kenny, which left him 2 years at the FAI in which he didn't have a role, but continued to take it. Now, he's perfectly entitled to do that. You know, the FAI gave him the contract and he signed in good faith. So obviously he could have ripped it up himself and taken his leave of the FAI. He decided to stay with it and he took criticism for it, but he was within his rights to take that. So it'd be a bit rich of the FAI to say that's a reason for not appointing him when it was the association itself, okay, under previous ownership or previous leadership, should I say, gave him that contract. So I don't think, if that was to enter the FAI's head, I don't think that would be appropriate. But I think that what would dissuade them would be the controversy and the divisiveness of appointing him based off his success built in Israel, given the obvious urgency to the context.
Did his success as a manager in Israel surprise people, given that he had previously only worked as an assistant manager to Mick McCarthy, as you said, and for a very brief spell at Leeds with Sam Allardyce for 4 games last year?
Yeah, I think it did, Matt, I have to say. I mean, he always wanted a career in management, and he personally is very confident about his qualities as a manager, that you know he believes, and he's been told by the likes of Carlo Ancelotti that he has the correct temperament for management, in the sense that he doesn't get too high with the highs and doesn't get too low with the lows. But you know, he took a difficult job in Maccabi Tel Aviv. If you're just to restrict things to football, it's a very demanding crowd there, who used to being the top dogs in Israeli football and had sunk to a bit of a low in recent years in having not won the title for three straight seasons. For him to deliver that in his opening season, to deliver a League Cup, is very impressive. Yeah, like you have to say that. And okay, the blot on his copybook was a collapse in the Conference League against Olympiacos, 4-1 up from the first leg. They contrived to lose that game 6-1 after extra time in the second leg. But then that Olympiacos side went on to thump Aston Villa in the semi-finals and win the competition. So he was up against the best team in the tournament. So, you know, as a manager, he's been hugely successful in his first season. But if the FAI were to look at his CV and decide whether they want to appoint him, well, there are a lot of other things to consider.
One listener says, keep politics out of sport. Robbie Keane should be entitled to apply for the job if he so wishes. Damn the begrudgers. But others are saying that no matter what he has done previously as a player for Ireland and also in his new role as a manager, that he shouldn't be considered for the position. 0874100102 gives you the last word. Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the42.ie. Thank you.
The last word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.